You're listening to Central Coast Public Radio KCBX here on NPR One. With KCBX News, I'm Tyler Pratt. The California Attorney General's Office will investigate incidents of racism, discrimination, and harassment at California Polytechnic State University in San Luis Obispo. Cal Poly President Jeffrey Armstrong announced Friday in a video posted online that another incident of students wearing blackface has occurred at the university. Armstrong says he was disgusted to learn of a private fraternity group Snapchat that appeared to imitate the April 7th blackface incident that set off a series of fraternity suspensions and campus protests. Armstrong says the administration learned of the matter through an act of accountability taken by other fraternity members.
I am outraged. Our campus has experienced events that have hurt our community, that have hurt all of us. To our students, faculty, and staff of color, you have especially been hurt by these incidents and your day-to-day struggle. To you, I want you to know we care about you, and we want our campus to be very safe, and it will be safe for you.
According to Armstrong, information about this new incident of blackface, as well as other incidents and reports from other fraternity and sororities, has all been handed over to the California Attorney General's Office for investigation. The news was announced during 2 days of university-hosted diversity discussions intended to address recent racist incidents and student protests at Cal Poly. The forum speaker, Kimberly McLaughlin-Smith, is a diversity and inclusion specialist. During the forum, she said she is committed to working with Cal Poly over the next 6 months to help the campus community and learn instilled racial bias.
I chose October, a six-month span, because October 1st, 1901, Cal Poly was born. It's a rebirth. It's time.
Tyler Pratt, KCBX News.